My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
We're floating our way back into the back end of the show here. It is the computer corner. Oh, look at that. A martini in one hand, big stogie in the other. No, I'm just kidding. What am I thinking? Disregard that, Adam. That was
family show.
Yes. Well, at least the part about the stogie. We're talking Google, Google, and more Google. If you haven't had a chance to do so, check out our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see links to all kinds of resources, including some advanced search engine tips and tricks that a lot of people, again, are not aware of that you can use in Google.
Yes, yes.
Shall we go to the long-awaited, much-desired Geek Speak of the Week? Mr. Chad, explain some terminology for those folks out there that need to learn more.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Google Bomb.
Google Bomb.
Google Bomb.
What's a Google Bomb?
It's also known as a Google Wash, and it's an attempt to influence the ranking of a given site and results returned by Google search engine. And the way they do this is a bunch of websites will directly link a certain keyword
yes.
or group of words
yes.
to alter the search
one of the most,
results.
One of the most prominent and well-known Google bombs is if you type the word failure into Google.
Or miserable failure.
Or miserable failure. You will get the webpage of a well-known U.S. president. I believe he's currently in office.
The official webpage of and this particular individual.
And the second one is Michael Moore's webpage.
Yeah.
So what's happened is these people, these factions that are on the opposite side of the political statements have banded together and everybody's put that term, failure or miserable failure, on their website and then linked over to these websites that they want to, in this case, the George W. Bush website. And basically, if you get enough people to do that, one of the things that Google uses for determining placement is how many other websites are referring to your website for that term.
Right.
So they took advantage of that. That's what they know. That's what they call a Google bomb. Of course, you have to have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, to really have the kind of impact that these guys had. But if it's a less used word, it's, you know, you can kind of experiment, I suppose. What about the download of the week?
Download of the week is Google Earth, which is one of the many programs that Google has put out. The standard version is free, and it allows you to view exotic locations of the Earth in three dimension.
You mean
three
like
dimensions.
Cleveland?
Right. Hey, I've never been there, you know, yeah. So I could go to my computer and I could check it out.
Could you like zoom into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I haven't tried that, but
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of zoom in on those
sure.
satellite maps, right?
Yeah, you can check out your neighborhood. You can check out the pyramids in Egypt. I mean, you can see some pretty cool stuff.
Or the pyramid in Las Vegas.
Right. Sure.
Well, that's another adjunct to that is if you've ever used MapQuest, well, Google Maps is very similar, but you can actually overlay satellite maps and the actual street information.
Right.
And so you can actually see, like when we're looking for new stores in other markets that I've never been to, we can use Google Maps to zoom in and see, you know, what's around this location. What do the houses look like? What, you know, you can zoom right into the desk to the rooftops in a lot of these.
Right.
We had our my daughter's friends from Italy, some exchange students that were in from Italy, and we did that at the office. We went and put their address in, and they were so excited because they could show us, I live in that unit there, and that's my friend's house, and that, you know, it was just really kind of a cool technology that's free.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's cool. Also in our weekly newsletter is the shortcut of the week, our tip of the week, all kinds of great information. If you would like some information sent to you free of charge in your inbox every single week, datadoctors.com, click on the free help section, and you'll see a million different ways to subscribe. Let's go back to the phones here if we can and talk to Johnny. Johnny, thanks for holding. You had a question about how to go from what you're doing and get into some form of a computer business, correct?
Yes. I'm wondering what the biggest area of job growth would be in the computer business.
Well, the Inc.com recently had their top 10 top 10 business opportunities, and they identified internet anything as the top opportunity, and then second was anything that services technology, servicing computers, servicing the internet, servicing home theaters, anything to do with technology and service is a pretty safe bet. What kind of background have you had?
I've got a degree in mass communications. I was a sales rep for 5 years.
In what industry?
And for a book publisher.
Okay, see, that's one of the things that I always tell people to take a look at what you've been doing. Like, a lot of people, I've been selling insurance for 20 years and now I want to get into technology. Well, getting into technology for insurance companies makes you a much more employable person than somebody that's got all this computer knowledge that doesn't know the first thing about insurance. Or in your case, sales or communications. That's a huge thing that's lacking in most computer people, their ability to communicate or their lack of ability, right? You know, the prototypical nerd, you know.
Right.
So your communication skills are a great way for you to separate yourself from the pack. Now, how you get to the point where you're employable from a technology standpoint, traditional education processes that are out there, the community colleges, there's the crash courses that you can take. Typically, you know, if you're going to be real employable, you're going to have to really commit to a longer-term kind of education, I feel, to be totally employable. So, you know, a lot of the community colleges have IT tracks, like night school, so you can work your day job and then go and get your education in this area at night. But then, you know, when you have that knowledge of your current industry and then you have the knowledge of the technology world, there's really no limit to the number of places you can go where you're going to be a more likely candidate than the next guy that doesn't have that second piece. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it is a long term. Don't bite on these overnight success deals. It takes a long time. Anybody that goes into technology for a living, it's a lifetime of learning. You never stop. So, you know, it's a very dynamic industry. Chad, Adam, myself, we love that. We love the fact that every day there's something new to learn.
Right. You either embrace change or you don't be in the technology industry.
So if you're not a multitasker and if you don't like to just constantly read things and look up stuff and go through that, then, you know, technology, you can certainly do well in technology, but you're not going to do as well as those that pretty much kind of live and breathe it every single day.
Okay.
And there's great resources on the internet to learn more about those kinds of things. Or, you know, contact Google to find out what kind of education, what kind of background would I need to be able to get involved, you know, in some form of what you guys are offering. All right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, good luck, Johnny, and anyone else that's looking, check it out. It's the Computer Corner. Ken, Chad, and Adam back right after this.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and